East Timor has announced it's taking a complaint over Australia to the United Nations. This relates to a bitter dispute over a permanent sea border in the Timor Sea. Azu Pereira is East Timor's Minister of State and the government spokesperson. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
This issue has been brewing since East Timor gained independence in 2002. Why have you decided that now is the time to take this to the United Nations?
Well, it's 14 years gone since the Timor Sea Treaty, and 2 months before Timor-Leste gained its sovereignty and independence on 20 May 2002, Australia decided to withdraw from the jurisdiction of UNCLOS, and that really hindered any ability of Timor-Leste to access a UN mechanism to have a neutral, impartial adjudication when it comes to delimitation of maritime boundaries. Another reason is that we know if you leave provisional arrangement too long, the probability of it becoming interpreted as a permanent line is much higher. So we see that it's time to draw the line.
East Timor and Australia agreed to a temporary revenue sharing arrangement, I think back in 2006, and that included a clause that put a 50-year freeze on negotiating a permanent maritime boundary. Of course, that treaty was tainted by evidence Australia spied on East Timor's negotiators. But why did you agree to it at the time then?
If you go back in time, Timor just came out of almost a quarter of a century of struggle for national liberation. And even after that, widespread violence destabilized the whole territory. It was a tough transition for Timor. And after 14 years, we see that it's very reasonable, even according to the spirit of the treaty signed at that time, that the treaties were provisional and both parties agreed, and it's written in the treaties, that each party can later on come to talk about boundaries according to UNCLOS, international law. And this is simply what is happening.
So do you think it was unfair then of Australia to push for the terms of that treaty? Do you feel like they took advantage of your vulnerability in that time after independence?
With this compulsory conciliation, what Timor-Leste is trying to do, and with Australia, because we hope Australia also cooperates, is to look towards the future. To see that permanent delimitation of maritime boundaries is also of Australia's interest. So both countries, Australia after all, has a rich agreement with all its neighbors, except Timor-Leste, with less than 2% of maritime boundaries remaining. And drawing the line now is just a fair way to go towards the future.
You want to use international law to back a new boundary that would put about, I think, $53 billion worth of oil and gas reserves back in your territory, which is obviously would have huge economic ramifications for your struggling nation. How will you convince the UN's panel of five experts that that should happen?
Well, they're neutral, so they will look, look at the economics and politics, and they will deliberate according to their understanding of what under international law is applicable and what is best solution under the circumstances.
It's well known that smaller countries often struggle to get the result they want from international organisations like the UN. Basically, often they don't have the resources or the legal support that bigger and richer countries have in those negotiations, in that very, very dense process. Isn't it the case that East Timor will struggle to match the Australian legal team in their defence?
Well, it depends, because international law is no secret. It's all there. Of course, Timor would have preferred to have direct negotiation with Australia, but the Australian government refused to have direct negotiation with Timor-Leste on maritime boundaries.
Australia argues that this new boundary is more likely to see most of these oil and gas deposits lie in Indonesian territory. I know you've spoken to Indonesia about this issue. What have they said?
Well, especially we need to understand that at the moment there are no maritime boundaries delimitation between Timor-Leste and Australia. You have only a perimeter of a JPDA, Joint Petroleum Development Area. So Timor sees the delimitation of maritime boundaries as a question of sovereignty, consolidation of its own independence, And it is expected that Timor will eventually reach a maritime boundary that is provided for under international law.
How important is this revenue for East Timor? What happens, for instance, if you lose? What will the consequences be?
Well, Timor expects that the Commission will come with a very reasonable view about the circumstances on the maritime boundaries. After all, Australia is obliged to negotiate maritime boundaries with Timor-Leste as a UN member state, and Timor expects that Australia will do that in due course.
But that's not a given. I mean, you've even admitted that this is a dispute.
Well, in the negotiation process, even under international law, the main element of that process of negotiation is to negotiate in good faith in view of reaching a solution. And provided you have good faith in this process of negotiation and you respect the parameters of international law applicable to maritime boundaries, and I think Timor will have what is rightful belongs to the country, and that probably will have a good outcome.
It's hard to ignore that Australia is due to give over $95 million in aid to East Timor in 2015-16 over that period. Are there implications for the relationship?
Well, the relationship between the two countries have been excellent.
But if you had a really good relationship still, you could resolve this without the United Nations, couldn't you?
If Australia accepts negotiating maritime boundaries with us, you are right, yeah.
But Australia won't, so...
Yes, so that's why Timor resorts to this mechanism, which is not a litigation, it's a conciliation process. It will help reach amicable solution.
Well, we'll be watching it very closely. Azu, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's Azu Pereira, East Timor's Minister of State and the government's spokesperson. And we've just received a statement from the Australian government on this issue. It says it is disappointed that East Timor has decided to initiate compulsory conciliation over maritime boundaries, which it believes contravenes prior agreements between the two countries. Australia stands by the existing treaties and insists they are fair and consistent with international law. You're listening to RN Drive. I'm Patricia Carvelis on your radio till 7:30 tonight.